time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party.
The government has announced that Te Pukenga is set to return to regional governance, re-establishing 10 polytechnics that were merged under the previous Labour-led government. In 2020, under the previous Labour-led government, 16 polytechnics and 9 industry training organisations were merged into the mega institute Te Pukenga as a head office. Despite this, the polytechnics were allowed to maintain their unique images and continue operating. Vocational Education Minister Penny Simmons announced the move to establish a vocational education system that is locally led, regionally responsible, and future focused. The move has faced backlash. The Tertiary Education Union's National Secretary, Sandra Gray, says the move would be a disaster for regional education and that the sector is being treated as a political football. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke with MP Shannon Halbert about this move from the government. We also discussed Te Pāti Māori members expressing concerns over Labour's choice of running MP Pini Hinare in the upcoming Tamaki Makaurau by-election. Te Pāti Māori media liaison Kiri Tamihere Waititi says a vote for Hinare would be wasted as Hinare already has a seat in Parliament. She has called for people to vote for Te Pāti Māori's candidate, Orini Kaipara, so that there would be two Tamaki Makaurau-based Māori MPs in Parliament. But first, we discussed vocational education. How are the Labour Party feeling about this move?
Well, the move that the Minister has made is to cut jobs in order to reach financial viability. She's promised a regional polytechnic model that she can't afford, and she refuses to provide the financial information available to her to tell us that it stacks up.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says that Labour's reforms created a model that was too centralised and too removed from local communities. Is this true?
Well, the reality is that she's taken us backwards to establish a polytechnic sector that was never financially viable. And so the development of Te Pukenga was to create a more sustainable financial environment and to ensure that equity of access to learning was available to all of our communities across Aotearoa. That's not the plan that she's put up.
Speaking more to that equity of learning, how will this impact more rural communities?
Well, the reality is, as you'll see in other media reported, that institutions like Toihoho Mai are having to close their Tokoroa and Taupō campuses and reduce the provision offered in places like Rotorua. Those are some of our most remote campuses, and that leaves them only having online options to learn. North Tech, of course, has had to close courses up in Kaikohe and Kaitaia, and they are downsizing and moving campus from their Whangarei campus as well. So it means less courses available for young people in those areas. It means job cuts. There's already been hundreds of job cuts already. And I've been asking the Minister how many more as a result of her plan.
Recently, documents obtained under the Official Information Act by the spin-off show the Mega Institute has lost over $80 million in funding and 1 in 10 staff following being prepared to be split. What impact will this move have heading forward for the future of polytechnics?
We'll see more job cuts as a result of Penny Simmons' plan moving forward and less options available to the regions. She has promised that she'll give back regional independence, but actually she's offered up a more expensive model that she can't afford.
If the Labour Party were to get into government, how would the party address polytechnics heading forward?
Well, equity of access is very, very important. We've got to make sure that learners and young people in places like Tokoroa have the same opportunities available to them in places like Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. It's important that the tertiary sector reflects this and that we're doing the work at government policy level to make this provision available for them.
As well as this, some Te Pāti Māori members have expressed concerns over the party's choice to enter the upcoming Tamaki Makaurau by-election with MP Pini Hinare, which was prompted by the passing of Te Pāti Māori MP Takutai Kemp. Te Pāti Māori's media liaison, Kiri Tamihere Waititi, has called the decision greedy and would be a wasted vote as Hinare is already represented in Parliament. Is this decision, as Te Pāti Māori puts it, greedy?
Certainly not. I have high expectations for our people in Tamaki Makaurau, and it's important that in a by-election they have choice. Pēni Hinare is the best man for the job. He has a proven track record in building houses in our city, in supporting Hauora and whānau order, making sure that our whānau have better health provision available to them. And so, you know, it's a challenging time under this government, and so we need the best person for the job that can advocate for the things that matter, but most of all, achieve the outcomes that Māori need in jobs, health and homes.
Te Pāti Māori President John Tamihere told the Herald that Hinare would lose leadership aspirations by running in the by-election. How does the Labour Party feel about this claim?
Well, JT will have his own views about this by-election. What's most important here is that we get out to our whānau across Tāmaki Makaurau, that we communicate the things that we can achieve, both under Labour but also having Pēni Hinare as the MP for Tāmaki Makaurau, to make sure that they feel represented in Parliament and most of all they have the outcomes that they need when it comes to warm, dry house, access to health and that our tamariki are learning in good environments.
Could a move like this damage the potential for a future coalition government with Te Pāti Māori?
If anyone's seen Marae politics, this is quite normal. Labour will be putting up a good fight against Te Pāti Māori in this, but we've been very clear. The focus is about changing the government in 2026 and, as I said, that it's important that we have a strong MP in place in Tāmaki Makaurau with a proven track record to take it to the government next year in 2026.
And what would be different with Labour MP Pēni Hinare in the Tāmaki Makaurau seat as opposed to Te Pāti Māori's candidate Orini Kaipara?
Well, we'll focus on the things that matter for our whānau and ensuring that we continue to achieve outcomes for them in the areas of jobs, health and homes. These are the areas that people are really, really struggling at the moment. And while the Te Tiriti kaupapa is very important and raising the number of people speaking Te Reo Māori, the reality is that our people are challenged by the cost of living. They're struggling to get by day to day. And so we need a person that's going to actually achieve outcomes for them.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on updates regarding Te Pukenga and Te Pāti Māori's reaction to Labour running MP Pēni Hinare as a candidate for Tāmaki Makaurau in the upcoming by-election.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.